T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
405 DGS, happy Monday to you. Doing the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is here with us as he has been every Monday for years now. Sweet 16 today, which if you're new to the show, we just take and we rank anything. Today it's food and it's international food that we love here in the United States. Andrew, you want to run it down again?
I've got it now, Dave.
Oh, for love of God.
Who's on first? I don't know. Third base.
We have spaghetti, pizza, ratatouille, ramen, curry, taco, chimichanga, jerk chicken, pad thai, Cuban sandwiches, and sushi.
It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah. That's a pretty good start.
That's a pretty good meal right there.
It really is. You're talking about back when you and I were young, the only Mexican places that I knew of was Casa Gallardo, which
right.
I still love.
And fast food. Yeah.
The Casa Gallardo Sunday brunch was my first real introduction to brunches. And I used to go with a girlfriend's family who had money. And I remember just going to the one at 270 and seeing like pancakes, tacos, chicken wings. And you know, just like, I don't know what's happening. It was just too much. Like when people see Bigfoot, like you have to process what's happening to me. I wish that was still going on.
A good brunch is hard to find these days. There's a few of them out there, but I love it. You know, here's a station, like you said, pancakes. Yeah. Here's the chicken wings. Here's the pasta.
This
here's
will tell
the
you,
other breakfast foods.
This is the exact level of Hoosier I am. Don't call it a brunch unless it's all you can eat. Like when someone at a restaurant says, we have a brunch.
There's no question.
Between 10 and 2, you can come in and order from our brunch menu. Kiss my ass. That's not a brunch. Brunch is all you can eat.
Brunch is an all-you-can-eat buffet.
You made a face over there.
I didn't know that was the requirement.
You agree?
Yes, because what on a brunch menu actually is both breakfast and lunch foods? Nothing. You eat, if it's that, you either have a breakfast dish or a lunch dish. They don't have pancakes with chicken wings on the brunch menu. That's what makes it brunch. You get breakfast food and lunch food.
I thought it was just you drink, and that's what made it brunch.
You thought you were a Hoosier.
Where do we leave off? How many we need?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so everyone can go around one more time.
I was the last one, I think.
How about fish and chips?
I like it.
I do, too.
Nice and simple. Fried
like
fish.
Wrapped in the newspaper.
French fries.
Yeah.
Good call.
I didn't think of that at all. That's a great one.
Why is it wrapped in a newspaper?
That's the English way.
It's cheaper, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the English way, yeah.
Gross.
Wheels.
I forgot the one that I had. Pass me for a second.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say goulash, but if it's not popular, I can...
I think goulash is a great one.
Okay.
I mean, it was on...
It's a different country than we've said before.
It was on the South Lake Santa Elementary School lunch thing. I loved it.
Yeah.
How many do you need? Like three?
Two. No, three, yeah. We're going back to wheels.
Okay, I'm just
going to
throw it out.
Okay.
You guys can take or leave. I have the croissant, fried rice, lasagna.
I almost said croissant.
And I said chocolate for some reason. I don't know why I said that, but...
Chocolat.
Figure we didn't bring it with us.
The French one.
So should we put the croissant on there?
Yeah, I like croissant.
Let's put fondue on there.
Agreed. Wow. That's another
good country
one.
Is fondue from?
Switzerland.
France.
Oh.
France. Yeah, France and Switzerland, yep.
So we need one. We have one more. One more.
Is jambalaya, is that New Orleans only, or did that come from like the French?
It's considered Creole, but I'm sure it's got French roots.
Yeah. I would always think of that as something that we invented.
Yeah.
With all of our roots.
I mean, yeah. that Creole food is like the joining of like five or six.
It's like, yeah, it's Spanish food with French food with, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Spanish, French.
Yeah, it's origins in the 18th century in South Louisiana. There you go. It's American.
So no, jambalaya is not foreign unless you call Louisiana foreign.
Is that good?
Do we need one more?
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to put jambalaya on there.
No, jambalaya is not.
Can we put fried rice on? I can put fried rice.
Okay. There you go.
Fried rice. And over to you, Dave.
Right. Here we go. Now, the voting time. Spaghetti versus fried rice.
Gotta go spaghetti.
I gotta go spaghetti, too.
Spaghetti.
Doesn't that sound good right really about
now? I'm going fried rice just to get a vote in there for it.
Okay.
I feel bad for fried
but
rice.
The record
now, you're talking
show
about Mexican fried rice or Asian fried rice?
That's
what type of fried
Spanish
rice?
Spanish rice. We'll go, I think it's the, yeah.
All right.
Pizza. Ooh, here's the classic. I've been waiting years for this matchup. Pizza versus Ratatouille.
That's a 1 versus 16 right there. That's a, it's a 67 point blowout.
I'm going movie buff. I'm going Ratatouille.
I realize you're doing food, though.
Yeah. Oh, pizza.
I do believe I will vote for pizza on this one.
Let's not embarrass the sponsor too much now. Ramen versus fondue.
I've never had fondue.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Fondue is great. I agree. Fondue.
Yeah.
Ramen. I didn't think of that.
There's
either.
A couple kinds of it, too, right? You got the one that's just the hot oil and
you
stick
like three or four
different chicken, steaks, whatever. And then you got the one that's a cheese one, which is even better.
As a person who eats off the floor a lot,
yeah,
going to fondue places kind of eaves me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just sharing with
just do
your
it at home
one, too?
I mean, make them at home.
It's not like you're sharing with the rest of the restaurant, right?
No, but I've been with, like, couples.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't quite like the cut of this guy's jib, and he's just dipping his thing in my cheese.
As long as he's not double dipping, it's okay.
A little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Ramen versus fondue. How are we voting here?
I have to vote ramen because I've never had fondue.
Me, I'm doing ramen.
To you, Andrew.
Oh, ramen, for sure.
Okay.
Curry versus the building block of all foods.
Taco.
I'll go taco.
I'm going to go curry, too, just because to be different. I love curry. I know it's not going to get any votes, so I might as well vote for it.
I've never had curry, too. I've only had curry one, but I will say curry, too, then. Get it? Curry, too.
Okay.
Curry, Dave. I vote curry.
Thanks, Andrew. Chimichanga versus goulash.
I
goulash just sounds awful.
It's good.
Chimichanga.
I'm going goulash.
Me too.
You know what? I loved it in school. I'm going goulash.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
I mean, like, chimichanga is just a better taco. And we're going to ignore that for a nasty soup made of cabbage.
That's not, not what it is.
I think if you Google it.
Wow. You're attacking my heritage.
I know that it's
not
that.
I think if you Google chimichanga,
I'm actually thinking of, I'm
just
thinking of borscht.
All these losers from Europe bring their nasty soup.
I think you'll find that the chimichanga was invented in Beaumont, Texas.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Jerk chicken versus what Kevin's being right now. Versus pad thai.
Oh, my God.
I got to go jerk chicken.
I'm not super familiar with jerk chicken, so I have to go pad thai.
Yeah, I'll go with the jerk chicken.
Ooh.
I know you would like jerk chicken better if
it's
you tried
good.
It.
Pad thai.
You going pad thai? Is
I
that
know
a
for
tie?
A fact you it's would love to.
You're the tiebreaker, yeah.
It's a pad thai.
It's a pad thai
Wow. I like them both, but I will go pad thai. The Cubano, we're going Cubano, right? Not just Cuban food.
It's a Cuban sandwich. Cubano, yeah.
I know what it is. The Cubano.
Sorry.
Hey, man.
Versus
this chimichanga thing's got me. I'm fired up now.
This is interesting. It's the Cubano, which is a sandwich on this bread versus the croissant. I was just hoping.
Quit goofing, Dave.
That really is interesting. Mad. That is very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's cool, on this,
it's a bread-like
thing.
Bread-only with the whole world open to you to put what you want on it, or specifically made Cuban sandwich only.
Yeah.
That's a tough choice to make there, Dave.
I'm going with the Cuban sandwich.
I'm going the Cubano.
Cuban sandwich, no pickles.
Right.
Cuban sandwich on croissant bread.
This is that sound good.
That would be like a.
This is like when you're a kid and you have a play date and they stay too long.
Yeah.
And your mom's like, maybe
Mom,
it's time
it
for
time
Billy
for
to go,
go
home. You're
somebody's
like, no!
Getting tired. My problem is I'm getting hungry and we're talking food and I'm edgy now.
I'm getting cranky too.
Edgy.
You hear your 8-year-old and their friend in his bunk bedroom. He's like, oh, I can just have a sandwich with anything or a coupon. them. Time to go home. Time to go home. The sushi. Ooh, sushi versus fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips.
Well, fish.
Whoa, that was
How
weird.
Did you do that?
I turned into Tron.
I don't know. Did I put my headphones too close?
I don't know.
That happens on that mic.
Fish and chips is just sushi that's actually been cooked. So I'm going,
I think that came through the fillings in my mouth.
Fish and chips.
Yeah, fish and chips.
Yeah. Man, do we have a fish and chips place here?
Landry's. Has fish and chips.
I guess.
I can get it's fish and chips.
The best fish and chips, you know, to me is like an English pub. Somewhere there's a nice English pub with that's just not good.
Lead eight.
Oh, Scottish Arms has a great fish and chips.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I had some.
Lead eight.
That's what made me think. I know it because I ate it.
That's what made me think of it.
All right. Dave's heard it. Andrew's tasted it. I've smelled it. It's pretty good.
I think I've seen a picture one time.
I know the fish is. What's happening? Elite Eight. Ooh, this I'm not for real. This is good.
Yeah.
Spaghetti versus pizza.
Wow.
Pizza.
You did it again. Yes. Oh, God.
Kevin. Kevin is entering the Matrix to advocate for pizza.
Kevin has come from the future to tell
the
us
the aliens
pizza.
Thought it would be more less transparent when they took someone over.
I
gotta go spaghetti. Spaghetti with meat sauce.
Oh, this is tough. I'll go pizza.
Okay, tie to you.
Really?
Really,
that was dramatic.
Really? You're doing this to
Suddenly
me.
Suddenly I'm Betty Davis.
Thought you were making fun of me.
Really? If it were pasta, I'd go pasta, but since it's just spaghetti, I'll go pizza.
Nice.
Ramen versus tacos.
Taco.
Taco.
Ramen.
Ramen.
Ooh. Taco.
Yeah.
Goulash, the dark horse of the list.
Yeah, it's about to get knocked out, I feel like.
Versus pad thai.
Pad thai.
I am going goulash.
I will also go goulash.
I actually will, too. I've never had pad thai, so I got to go goulash.
There you go.
So you've had the stinky European soup?
Yeah, it's not that. I know it's not that. It's got meat in it. It's all right.
The Cubano versus fish and chips.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's a...
And that was the moment the show was torn apart.
Yes.
Dave Glover never spoke to Kevin Wheeler again.
Oh, no.
I'll go Cuban sandwich.
I'm going fish and chips.
F&C.
Yeah, fish and chips, me too. Mm.
Is that
that's
you?
It?
Is it a pad thai? No.
I would say Cuban sandwich, but I didn't
know. Well, you've been always outvoted. Do that.
We don't have the votes.
All right, we're going to settle this one up for you when we come back. 520, we're down to the final four of animals that live in fire.
Phoenix.
What's going on at Weber this month?
Well, it's the same old stuff, man. I don't know that I'll be able to tell you different style of selling for another year yet. I mean, it's just we're getting a lot of vehicles in and we're selling them right away. So it's always going to be... relatively empty lot with a decent list of stuff coming in. It's working because we've talked about it a couple times, and this is the main thing I highlight. We've got the best reviews of any dealer in the city, of any Chevy dealer or of any dealer group in the city area based on Google reviews and cars.com and Dealer Raider. So I know that people are not upset about how we're doing it, but it's just different to me. It kind of stresses me out because I always say, well, I'm used to having 500 cars out there. But I think you guys as consumers out there are doing okay with it. You're still getting 90% of what you want, getting a good price on it, and getting a great trade-in. So
do you think, you know, we all talk about, well, when COVID's completely over, I think we'll still do this or that. Is there anything the least bit good that you guys have learned that you will take out of COVID and continue to do?
I don't know, because
it's probably forced you to be better.
Yeah.
Better customer service.
We definitely did streamline a lot of our processes, and we definitely tightened up our customer service. And we have those reputation sites out there. We're just starting before COVID. So I guess you could maybe say COVID helped us on that, but we were going to have to do that anyway. But we got a whole team that does it for all of our stores, which is why we're doing so good and why we address the problem so easy. So I'm not going to say that it's better because, you know, once there's a lot of inventory out there again, prices will drop and the trade-ins will drop. It'll be relatively the same numbers, but it'll go back to being cutthroat again. And I still think that we'll be the best reviewed because I know that's our philosophy. But I don't know. I don't think people are going to telecommute if they don't have to. I don't think companies are going to want it. It's not, you can't telecommute in my business, but everybody says this kind of stuff. I don't agree with that. I think people need to do business face-to-face as much as possible.
I was just walking through the office hallways in the break, and there's a new guy that works here, and we both had a mask on, and we didn't say hi. And I thought, if we didn't have these masks on, we would have said hi.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I get why we wear them. I wear mine, especially now. I'm the last guy that doesn't have COVID. I don't want it. But that's a situation, like a real-life situation, where I would have said, hey, how's it going? I'm Dave, blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
No, I can tell you this. We had more people buying vehicles online all the way through, not coming in at all, before COVID hit than we do right now. Because that was a fad for a while, but people realized, hey, you probably need to drive it, and you know, come on in. So it's I don't know. I can't tell you.
Man, I bought two cars from you, sight unseen now.
Yeah. But you came in, you didn't get it delivered to you. You didn't do the paperwork online. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, you knew that it was going to be a certain way, but you know.
Final four of international foods that we love here in the U.S. Pizza versus tacos. Discuss.
Sophie's choice.
I'll be honest with you. They're both really good. I don't know how often I've had a bad taco, and there's been times when I've had really bad pizza.
Interesting argument.
I'm going to go taco. Okay. Tacos are always good.
It's a good argument.
It is a good argument.
I can't pick.
You're frozen.
I'll go taco too, because there are times when maybe people order pizza at work, and then you find out where it's from, and you're like, maybe I'll have a slice. But pretty much anywhere you order tacos, I'm at least interested.
It
I'm going to go
the building
check
block
it out.
Of all food.
That's
Andrew?
True.
I think, yeah, tacos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give pizza a courtesy vote.
In the finals.
I feel bad for pizza.
I don't like
it. I've had pizza's a relationship for a long time with both of these.
Pizza's just like, I don't know. I think pizza's a little.
Now, let's not crap on pizza.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's be reasonable here.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's possible that the best pizza is better than the best taco.
Right.
But
Andrew's
you can't always get the
pizza
best
killed
pizza.
My grandma. We haven't had a dark horse matchup like this in the finals in a long time. Goulash versus fish and chips.
I wish goulash was going on the other bracket. I'd love to have that be the finals.
Fish and chips.
Oh, we were just talking about how good fish and chips is.
Gross. Yeah, fish and chips.
Chip fish.
I got to go fish and chips. I want goulash to be the chunk of cheese so bad, but
and
I
the
can't.
Madness.
Rich, you go home and you tell your people that goulash made it all the way.
They were the Cinderella story.
Finals.
The 16 seed that made a run.
The madness.
And it's all because I spoke up.
There will be rejoicing in Grafton tonight. Okay, there's your finals. The taco versus fish and chips.
Interesting final. Gotta go taco.
Taco.
I gotta go fish and chips.
I'll go taco.
He said that funny.
There you go. Building block of all food.
Yep, I'm with you.
Taco wins.
Is taco the building block of pizza?
Taco
pizza is good.
Octopus. Which is better? Taco is for foods versus octopus for sea creature.
Taco.
Really?
I'll go octopus.
Octopus is tough to beat.
Yeah.
They have a brain in every tentacle.
And they are alien, so.
I'm going to go octopus also.
Would you guys be interested in a taco made out of a pizza?
Oh, my God, yes.
The shell is an entire pizza.
Okay.
The inside is, I don't know, beef.
Would you be interested in an octopus taco? Has anyone ever had octopus?
No, I don't
but I like fish tacos, so I imagine I'd like octopus tacos.
I've had gator tacos.
Yeah.
They were quite tasty.
That's not an octopus.
It's close enough.
He's like, it comes out of the
close.
Water.
It's close. It's only four scientific families away.
This goes to show you what happens when you spend years with someone that didn't even impact me.
He's so beaten down. He's like, sure.
Well, he makes a good point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch catch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.